Random project thinking. Don't lose any ideas about projects that could potentially be useful. Many times you'll think of something you don't want to forget when you're in a place that has nothing to do with the project. You're driving to the store, for example, and you think of a great way that you might want to start off the next staff meeting. Or you're stirring the spaghetti sauce in the kitchen, and it occurs to you that you might want to give out nice tote bags to participants in the upcoming conference. Or you're watching the evening news when you suddenly remember another key person you might want to include in the advisory council you're putting together. If these aren't specifically next actions that can go directly on your action list, you'll still need to capture and organize them somewhere that makes sense. Of course, the most critical tools for ensuring that nothing gets lost is your collection system, your in-basket pad and paper or equivalents at work and at home, and in a portable version, an index card, while you're out and about. You need to hold all your ideas until you later decide what to do with them. Tools and structures that support project thinking. No matter at what level project ideas show up, it's great to have good tools always at hand for capturing them as they occur. Once they've been captured, it's useful to have access to them whenever you need to refer to them. Thinking tools. One of the great secrets to getting ideas and increasing your productivity is utilizing the function follows form phenomenon. Great tools can trigger good thinking. I've come up with some of my most productive thoughts when playing with my organizer in an airport waiting for a flight. If you aren't writing anything down, it's extremely difficult to stay focused on anything for more than a few minutes, especially if you're by yourself. But when you utilize physical tools to keep your thinking anchored, you can stay engaged constructively for hours. Writing instruments. Keep good writing tools around all the time so you never have any unconscious resistance to thinking due to not having anything to capture it with. If I don't have something to write with, I can sense that I'm not as comfortable letting myself think about projects and situations. Conversely, I've done some great thinking and planning at times just because I wanted to use my nice-looking, smooth-writing ballpoint pen. You may not be inspired by cool gear like I am, but if you are, do yourself a favor and invest in quality writing tools. I also suggest that you keep nice ballpoint pens at the stations where you're likely to want to take notes, particularly near phones around your house. Paper and pads. In addition to writing tools, you should always have functional pads of paper close at hand. Legal pads work well because you can easily tear off pages with ideas and notes and toss them into your in-basket until you get a good chance to process them. Also, you'll often want to keep some of your informal mind maps, and you can put those separate pieces of paper in appropriate file folders without having to rewrite them. Easels and whiteboards. If you have room for them, whiteboards and/or easel pads are very functional thinking tools to use from time to time. They give you plenty of space on which to jot down ideas, and it can be useful to keep them in front of you for a while as you incubate on a topic. Whiteboards are great to have on a wall in your office and in meeting rooms, and the bigger the better. If you have children, I recommend you install one in their bedrooms. I wish I'd grown up with the encouragement to have as many ideas as I could. Be sure to keep plenty of fresh markers on hand. It's frustrating to want to start writing on a whiteboard and find that all the markers are dry and useless. Whenever two or more people are gathered for a meeting, someone should start writing somewhere where the others can see. Even if you erase your thoughts after a few minutes, just the act of writing them down facilitates a constructive thinking process like nothing else. I found it immensely helpful at times to draw informal diagrams and notes on paper tablecloths, placemats, or even napkins in restaurants if I didn't have my own pad of paper at hand.